Here's a story I've been covering for a while because I think it's very important. And that's because it has to do with one of the biggest ammunition manufacturers here in America, Vista Outdoor. See, they're trying to sell the company, and it hasn't really gone that easy for Vista. Let's talk about it. First off, my birthday is July 25th. That's 725. I would love to hit 725,000 subscribers by then. Let's see what we can do. If you are not subscribed to the channel and you love the Second Amendment, including ammunition, then hit that subscribe button down below. Smash the like video button and hit the bell notification as well. I appreciate y'all. We have a perfect sponsor for this ammo story, and that's Ammo Squared. Ammo Squared is a budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammo. It's customizable for your budget, so you can buy as little as a few dollars a month and let it grow over time, or buy it all at once so you have it when you need it. It's truly an automated set-it-and-forget-it ammo purchasing program. You pick your calibers, set your budget, select your shipping trigger, and that's it. It builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you want it. Ammo Squared is like a 401k for ammo, and there's no minimum to buy. No memberships needed, no extra fees. That's it. Head on over to Ammo Squared and start getting your ammo in a way that best fits your budget. Now, I've done a few videos where I've discussed the initial intent of Vista Outdoor to sell the company to a foreign company called Czechoslovak Group, or CSG. Now, they originally came to an agreement to sell the ammunition brands to CSG for $1.91 billion in an all-cash transaction. And that's just, like I said, for the ammo brands, which employ about 4,000 workers across their ammunition companies, which include Federal, CCI, Remington Ammo, Spear, and Heavy Shot. And includes the factories as well. Now, the board of directors over at Vista had to approve the sale, and they still haven't done it yet. That's like 9 months ago they came to this agreement. Now, the offer had initially faced some scrutiny from a foreign company, but that potential deal has already been approved by federal regulators. And because the board still hasn't approved the sale, a few other, you know, unsolicited offers have come in. In January, I told you that the Colt CZ Group made a $1.74 billion unsolicited offer to acquire Vista Outdoor, and that was a cash and stock merger that valued Vista Outdoor at $30 per share. Well, they didn't really like that. And as a result, Vista Outdoor got another unsolicited offer, this time from MNC Capital Partners, whose unsolicited offer came on March 25th of 2024. They expressed an interest in acquiring Vista Outdoor in a $3 billion all-cash transaction that valued Vista at $37.50 per share. Well, Vista told MNC that they needed to step their game up, and they did. MNC upped their offer to buy the entire company, including their non-ammunition companies, for $3.2 billion, or $42 per share, on June 26th, just last week. Now, MNC's bid resulted in Vista Outdoor postponing its schedule special shareholder meeting from last Tuesday to July 23rd in order to engage with stockholders on MNC's most recent offer. Now, should Vista Outdoor move forward with the MNC bid, it would have to pay CSG $47.57 million for a breakup fee. MNC is based out of Canada. It's still not an American company, but the other two offers were from companies overseas. Now, this is the latest update on the attempt to purchase one of America's largest ammunition manufacturing companies, one that, in my opinion, needs to stay under American ownership. What is your opinion on this situation? Will ammo become more scarce and thus more expensive under new ownership? Or will it become more plentiful and potentially more cost-friendly? Let me know what you think down below. I can't wait to see what you have to say about the potential sale of one of the biggest American manufacturers of ammunition to a non-American company. I don't like it, but I don't have, you know, $4 billion cash to buy them. Otherwise, I would, because ammunition is not going anywhere. The need is only going to increase, especially with how many wars going on that just the U.S. is involved in. Let me know what you think down below. Subscribe to the channel. Help me hit that mark of 725 by 725. And I appreciate you. Be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. I'll see y'all all in the next one. Take care.